Not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he loves defenseless animals, especially in a good gravy, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. A little later in the program, we hopefully will have presidential candidate Ron Paul with us. In the meantime, I would like to talk a little bit about Ron Paul, some of the things that he believes in, some of the things that he has done. And opinion polls. It's interesting. You know, I think I mentioned this some weeks ago, but Carter, for example, was polling only 1% in 1975, and he became president. In 1991, Clinton support was at 2%, and he became the president. Then Joe Lieberman was leading the Democratic presidential nomination in 2003, and he failed to win not even a single primary. Did he win? So what do opinion polls actually mean? I don't know. It's kind of interesting, though, because we hear a lot about opinion polls, and Paul is moving up somewhat in the opinion polls. In fact, let me look here very quickly. I didn't do my homework as well as I should have, but I am catching up very quickly. It was at holiday dinner yesterday. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul continued his straw poll victories in Springfield, Missouri. He placed first in Springfield Metropolitan Republican Club straw poll, where he earned more than 77% of the vote, polling higher than all the other Republicans put together. So, you know, you don't know. Ron Paul has accepted an invitation or did accept an invitation to address the Republican Chief of Staff Association. Congressman Paul will speak. I guess he did speak to the Organization of Top Republicans officials on Capitol Hill. So he's been doing quite a bit with the Republican Party, yet the Republicans, they don't seem to care much about Ron Paul. In fact, the Republican Party has left Ron Paul because the Republican Party has left the Constitution and the Christian moral values. But who's going to quibble over such little trivia things as the Constitution, or the Bible for that matter? Surely not the voters of the United States, especially not evangelical Christian voters who've been conditioned to choose between the lesser of two evils. Even though doing that still has them choosing an evil. Anyhow, the Democrats call for socialized medicine, higher taxes on the rich, and confiscation of privately owned guns, setting aside religious liberty and freedom of speech in order to protect the rights of the undocumented immigrants. The Republicans, on the other hand, browbeat us with emotional appeals and calls for patriotism, even if it means setting aside our constitutional rights, like wiretapping our phone conversations, locking us up in federal prison without charging us with a crime. All that's in the Patriot Bill, by the way, which was Republican-sponsored and passed. Make the American people so afraid for their security, they're willing to give up their freedoms, their freedom of speech, about letting the taxpayers keep more of their own money, about defending the lives of unborn children and traditional family values, or building a border fence. Yet, you don't see anyone eliminating the IRS, overturning Roe versus Wade, sending homosexuals back to their closet, or 20 million illegal aliens back home. There's no constitutional conservatives or Bible-believing Christians represented in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. There's only a couple, actually. I shouldn't have said Republican Party, because there are a couple in the Republican Party besides Ron Paul. The front runners, though, are not among the few. They only look like conservatives. They only sound like conservatives. They say, oh, it's just an act, except for Ron Paul. Ron has, and going back to these polls again, pollster John Zogby, now he is of the Zogby polls, okay, he said that Ron Paul could end up surprising the field and embarrass a lot of the front runners by wildly exceeding expectations. Anyhow, there's pretty much of a campaign out to smear Paul or any of those of us who think Paul would make a good president. In fact, if you're a supporter of Paul, you are considered by Glenn Beck on CNN as a terrorist. The other news, it's not only Glenn Beck, but Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, Limbaugh, they're all raising the same talking points. They don't talk about the global truth movement, or along with the anti-war movement, as violent individuals who are aiding the terrorists. So if you feel differently than what the news media has told you to do, then you probably are a terrorist, all right? I have here, and I really don't know where this came from, but it's how to whip this Ron Paul character in all his wacky followers. So that puts some of us in the category of being a little bit on the wacky side, but I've been accused of that for the last 70 years, I guess. As a little kid, they said, you know, he's kind of different than most of the rest of us. I think it was because my mother dropped me when I was a baby, head first. She always said I had a pointed head, and I don't know if it was true or not, but they said I stuck in the floor. It was that pointed. But that's neither here nor there. Let's move along. Here's what the opposition wants to do to Paul and his wacky followers. How much time do I have, Jeff? I can't. Less than a minute. Well, I can't see that blasted clock. I don't know. I can see it from 15 after till a quarter tail, but the top half of the clock, it just looks like the moon is shining through it. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned, and we'll discuss Paul and his wacky followers right after these messages.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, Ron Paul is to be with us at the half hour, so we have less than 15 minutes before he appears on the program. I would ask that I'm not going to take calls while he's on the air. I want to give him all the time he wants. In the meantime, if you have questions you would like to ask him, give Jeff a call right now at 1-800-973-3779, and we'll kind of handle it that way just to speed the show up as much as we can. Now, here's this information, how to whip Ron Paul, this character, and all his wacky followers. Ron Paul can be defeated through ignorance. Ignore him if you can. By lies, misrepresent his positions whenever possible. By word gaming, as Lenin advised, first confuse the vocabulary. By contempt, dismiss him as amusing and pathetic. By smearing his supporters, find the worst and spotlight them. Call them a cult or a racist. And I noticed that at some of his gatherings that he's had, there's been some kind of skinhead people there that didn't look the part. And I wondered if they had been planted, perhaps, there by his opposition. But they're the ones that the cameras always expose. Anyway, by consensus, dismiss him when peer pressure and ridicule him. By false accusations, spread them quickly and far. Never discuss his policies. Change the subject to his person. By the polls, ask the right people and the right questions, and you'll get the right answers that you want. By reporting the most unpopular votes. And I've had several people call me, did you know that Paul voted in favor of the most favored nation's trade policy for China? I didn't know. I don't know. Maybe he did. But, hey, if your horse stumbled, does that mean you get off and shoot him? Doesn't work that way. By rudeness, wreck any debate where his ideas are winning. With all these tools, he can be easily defeated. Use them generously. Ron Paul, however, cannot be defeated by refuting him in an honest and courteous technical debate, so avoid that at all costs. Now, as I mentioned a while ago, he is running as a Republican, and the Republican Party has just left him because, hey, he is not one of them anymore. he would have gone fine with the Republican Party back 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, but not today. Because, as we have stated time and time and time again, what difference is there between the Republicans and the Democrats? I will say this for Ron Paul. You say that there's never been anybody in Congress that's tried to overturn Roe versus Wade. He has instigated legislation almost every session of Congress to do just that, and he cannot get one signer to co-sign his legislation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll go right to the telephones after this message.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Might mention very quickly before we go to the telephones that the Council of Foreign Relations has been pushing with all of its forces. The North American Union has convinced Bush, as well as the Mexican president, and perhaps the head of the Canadian government as well, that we need to do away with our borders. Now, for whatever it's worth, on this Council of Foreign Relations, they bet on all the horses, as we've said before. They're just like the major national multinational corporations do. They give money to anybody that looks like they might possibly win. To my knowledge, they haven't given anything to Ron Paul. But a lot of other folks have. In fact, he has raised more money than, and I don't have the details here, and I don't know if it's even important, but he raised like $5 million one day. So people are out there. There's a grassroots push to get him elected. But he is the only candidate that is not, that's considered top-tier candidates, that's not a member of the CFR. That's the Council of Foreign Relations. In the Democrats, there's Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Chris Dodd, Bill Richardson. They're all CFR members. In the Republicans, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, Fred Thompson, Newt Gingrich. They're all CFR members. Anyhow, let's go to the telephones. I have with me Jim Guest, Congressman Jim Guest. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Derry.
Go right ahead, sir. By the way, you were instrumental in helping us get Ron Paul on the air.
You know, I can't think of a better station to get him on. I've had many people say, why can't Derry get Congressman Ron Paul on? I spoke with him a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, I know you get many requests, but this is one station you need to get on, and I think over the Thanksgiving holidays here, he was able to work it into his schedule. I've been very fortunate to be able to help him in some of his campaign stops, introducing him, and I was with him last Saturday in Des Moines. We're working very hard up there to get his message out. You know, as long as we can get his message out, people hear the message, what he stands for, then they get behind him, and that's where it is getting the media to get the exposure to him that he needs. So
I saw one poll out, and I don't even remember where it came from. You get tied up with all these different polls and different emails that come daily. But someone asked, and they didn't put names on it. They just said, "Who would you vote for?" or check the things that you want to see in a presidential candidate. Did you see that poll?
No, but I know most people, you tell them what Ron Paul stands for, and they say, you know, that's what I believe in.
That's right. If you'd put his name in there, I don't know what would have happened. But with what he stood for, it was like 80-some percent of the voters would have voted for him.
You know what's interesting? I heard one of his, one of the other candidates, I'm not sure who it was, says, well, it's easy for Ron Paul to say what he truly believes in because he knows he can't be elected. I thought, boy, what kind of a statement is that? That means the rest of the candidates are only saying what they think the people want to hear.
That's right.
Ron Paul has been very consistent. He says exactly what he believes in. He said that for many years. So there's no doubt when you check up on him and his record, you know what he will be standing for in the future. And I think that is why so many people are getting behind him who have never been in politics before or who have never donated for. You know, when you can raise $4.3 million and your average donation is $103, that means you have a lot of new people out there, and I would say it's not the big money that's behind him, and that's what's important. It's the everyday man and woman out there on the streets that believes that freedom is at or chance of losing in here, and they can see somebody who holds out hope for them.
You know, did you see the ad, or did it appear, do you know, yesterday in, or day before, whichever day, or day before yesterday, in USA Today, did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I wonder if it appeared. I understand some Republican gave like $85,000 to get a full-page ad in USA Today.
Well, I know that I talked to a editor from New Jersey who came out to support him and says, you know, it's the major media are still trying to keep him down. But once, exposure out there, more and more people learn what he stands for, they are going to continue to get behind him and support him. And he feels like things are going well in most states. Iowa needs a little bit more work up there. We need more volunteers to get out and push his effort there. But then he is coming forth, and, it's still very, very early in the campaign, so you need to, people needs to get behind him.
How about New Hampshire? That primary is going to be pretty quick. It's in January the 8th, I believe.
January the 8th, yes. I think he feels pretty good about how things are going there. You know, it's he felt good about Nevada and New Hampshire and South Carolina and those states. Like I said, it's important for him to do well in Iowa or come in the top two or three there if he can't win it. So we need some, like I said, is up there in Iowa. I made a couple speeches for him. The people, once they hear what he stands for, like in the past, they're strongly behind him. So those listeners in Iowa need to get out there and get those signs up and start calling those volunteers.
I hear music. We're going to have to take a break. But, hey, John.
Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two or three things at once here. Jim, yep. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
And keep doing what you're doing. Stay tuned. Our number, well, we're not going to take any more calls because hopefully Ron Paul will be on just momentarily.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
When it comes to grasping gold, don't expect much help from the mass media. For example, the news reports gold at 28-year high, right? Wrong. Gold prices are just a third of the way back to the 1980 highs if you adjust for inflation. Gold's not a mainstream investment yet because it's seen as difficult to understand according to financial analysis at Reuters. But now, thanks to my trusted friends at Swiss America, understanding gold has never been easier, but you do need the right tools like their new Gold 101 DVD. Call Swiss America, the gold experts at 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN for your free Gold 101 DVD, a booklet, and a Derry CD, a $30 value. That's 1-800-289-2646. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will, too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advance planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff's department and everything, they usurp that power from those people because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says democracy is the bludgeoning of the people, by the people, and for the people, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, and we do have presidential candidate Ron Paul with us. Ron Paul, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
You bet. You were with me on April the 12th, 2001, believe it or not.
A couple years ago.
It was a while, and I heard you speak in Reno at the Freedom 21 conference several years ago as well.
Okay.
Before we get into the meat of the subject, I would like to play about a 30-second clip that I received from Jerome Corsi. He's a good friend of mine. He's on my show regularly, and he said this.
You know, I'm glad you're having Ron Paul on the show. And you can tell Ron Paul I said this, that, you know, he is telling the truth to the American middle class about the North American Union, and he's the most forthright candidate on the issue. Ron Paul's on the lead in talking about the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, NAFTA superhighways, and this great sellout of the American middle class that globalism represents. And that's what's going on. You know, Ron Paul is raising his money through grassroots contributions. He's raising money on the Internet. He is running a grassroots campaign. And so far, he's the only one gaining ground as a credible candidate. And he deserves more attention. I hope you tell him I said that.
Okay, well, we told him you said that.
Well, thank you.
You know, I think our listeners pretty well know what you stand for because I've been talking about you for a long, long time. I would like to ask you a couple of questions. You spoke to the Republican Chiefs of Staff Association on November the 15th. Did you or did you not?
Is that in Washington, the members' right. Chief of Staff?
Right, right.
Yes, I did.
How were you accepted at something like this? Because it's the same people that's trying to keep you down, is it not?
Yeah, but I thought the reception was pretty good. They invited me, and a lot of these people are young people. They're, you know, interested in politics, and they are dedicated, and they tend to sort of go with the flow and compromise a little bit in order to get a job and, you know, be in the mix there. But I think they do have good instincts, and I think a lot of them therefore were very, very open to what I was saying. I got no hostile questions. I had serious questions, but I thought the reception was very good, and it was to my pleasant surprise.
You know, I watched you on CNN. I can't remember. I should have taken some notes. I don't even remember who the host was at the show, some lady. And she did more talking than you. She didn't want you to speak. Have you had any success with any of the major news, the news operations?
I wouldn't say major success, but a lot more recognition and respect, I think, than, say, 6 or 8 months ago. It isn't so much that they respect the views, which I wished it was for that reason, but they do respect political clout and ability to raise money and getting a lot of supports and all of a sudden look like we might do well in the polls. So for their sake, they have been pressured into covering me more than they have before. So we're moving in a positive direction, but they don't go out of their way, of course, to prop up our campaign because basically they are in a disagreement.
Yeah, what's the difference between you and Ross Perot? Because Ross Perot came on very similar to the way you are, and boy, they just went gaga over him. Remember that?
Yeah, but he had clout because he had a lot of money. We're getting clout because we're getting a lot of money from a lot of people, and we're getting more attention. And there is a difference, you know, between the two.
You know, you talk about doing away, abolishing the IRS, the Federal Reserve System, and a lot of folks say, oh, that can't be done. Well, it was done. We didn't have them forever, 1913, before we had either one. How would you do that?
Of course, that makes the argument we existed longer without both of those organizations than we have with them.
And certainly a lot happier.
Right. And, you know, if I had my way, I'd get rid of them both quickly. But in the real world of politics, you can't do that. The president has limitations, although he's supposed to be able to, you know, to lead a country and lead the Congress. Even the Federal Reserve, as bad as it is, I think if you close it down in one day, it would be very chaotic. I would like to just see legalization of competition. Let the constitutional money circulate as well. And that means that you could use gold and silver and you wouldn't be taxed when you buy it or taxed when you sell it. And you could settle all your disputes in courts with your contract in gold rather than in Federal Reserve notes. So you could go a long way to allowing competition. If people get frightened with the paper money, they'll start using the gold money. So that doesn't sound too radical, but it would be a good transition and get us back in the right direction again. And the IRS, you can't get rid of the IRS until the people decide that they don't want to have cradle-to-grave socialism and we give up on maintaining a world empire. As long as the people want that, they're going to get high taxes, high borrowing, and high inflation until it comes down on our heads because we just can't finance it any longer.
Well, you mentioned that the president has certain limitations, but the last three or four didn't seem to let that bother them.
Yeah.
With executive orders, would you be willing to go in with your executive orders and just do away with all of the executive orders that's been passed in the last 40 years.
I think, you know, I think that executive orders have been abused, but if they came about by an executive order, I believe it would be proper to eliminate all the executive orders that are bad with another one, just cancel them out. And I certainly would stop ever using these signing statements to have line item veto that a president should not have. You should veto the whole bill and put the pressure on the Congress to come up with a better piece of legislation.
Yeah, we've had executive orders that go way back to before JFK that was going to seize communication, seize electric power, seize farm equipment, emergency powers, etc. You know, when Bush went into office the very first time, if you remember, just days before he took office, Clinton just came out with a whole bunch of EOs, executive orders. And I thought, well, you know, Bush will just go in there and he'll repeal those. Didn't happen.
Yeah, and I think that would be proper, and we should do that. And that's what people are so upset about, is the fact that the executive branch has become a legislative branch, just as the judicial branch has become a legislative branch. And then the Congress itself, when it's supposed to assume responsibility, like the declaration of war or trade agreements, they just turn that over to the president voluntarily, which I think it's rather weird that they're so eager to give up their authority to either the courts or to the executive branch.
You mentioned that the judicial branch has also become this way. Would you be willing to nominate a non-lawyer to the Supreme Court?
Sure, there's no reason why you can't do that. And, you know, sometimes this idea that they've gone through law school is misleading. That means they've more or less been brainwashed into believing a misinterpretation of the Constitution. So there's no reason. There are some good lawyers around, constitutional lawyers. You wouldn't have to do that, but there's no reason you can't do it. And it would certainly be a lot better than some of the ones we have now.
Bernanke is following in his predecessor's footsteps, and it looks like the plan is to destroy the dollar. You mentioned silver and gold as real money, and you talk about the Federal Reserve. Would you be willing to do you see, maybe I should ask, do you see a bankruptcy headed this way as far as the nation's treasury is concerned?
I think the country is already insolvent. If you added up what we owe and what we have, we can't pay the bills. And if you look at the entitlement system, you know, $60 or $70 trillion in the next 30 years, I mean, we're not going to be able to produce enough to take care of it. So we will face a bankruptcy, but a bankruptcy for a country is different than if it occurs to an individual, because the individual just can't pay, and then they have to quit spending, and they can't borrow anymore. A country keeps taxing, and they keep borrowing, and they keep inflating. So the ultimate bankruptcy comes is when the countries won't loan us money anymore, and I think they're on the verge of that. And the bankruptcy comes with the destruction of the dollar. So all the debt is liquidated, because you can pay the debt off. If the government owes $100 billion and they give you $100 billion, but it's worth $5 billion, they liquidated 95% of the debt. So that's how they get rid of the debt. And but the big problem there is a lot of innocent people suffer. You have a lot of inflation. You end up with high interest rates in the economy tanks. But I think we're facing that if we don't live up to reality and say that we cannot maintain the warfare welfare state forever, and that it's the currency value that really is the vote of confidence or no confidence. And today, even this very day, the dollar's down again and gold is up, and the markets in the world saying to us that we've overextended ourselves and they don't trust us as they used to.
I hear music. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about Roe versus Wade. To my knowledge, you're the only congressman that has ever attempted to do to change that situation. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart-
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
And we have returned. We are visiting today with Ron Paul, who is running on the Republican ticket for the presidential seat here in the United States of America. Going into the commercial break, Paul, I was asking about Roe versus Wade. You mentioned earlier in this show that the innocent people are the ones that suffer. Well, no one is more innocent than an unborn child. You have been, to my knowledge, and you can straighten me out on this, you have been the only person ever to try to introduce legislation that would abolish Roe versus Wade. Is that right?
That is correct, and it's something that could be done rather quickly rather than waiting until we have a new Supreme Court or do a constitutional amendment. And I think you're referring to the Sanctity and Life bill that I've introduced, which means if the bill were to be passed and a state passed a law prohibiting abortion, you could not appeal it to the federal level. It would have to stand. And that means immediately some states could correct the problem. It's amazing to me that many, if not most, of the Right to Life national organizations have not supported this position, although they say they want to wait until the courts are changed or they want a constitutional amendment. And, of course, in our system of government, these kind of problems, that the problem of violence, murder, or whatever, supposed to be taken care of at the state level. So I feel very comfortable about it in a constitutional manner. And yet we haven't gotten the support. But majority vote in the House and Senate and a signature from the president could limit the number of abortions immediately.
Okay. I understand. And I didn't take a note, so I don't remember who. But the Right to Life organizations have backed someone other than you, and you're the only one that's actually trying to do anything to help them.
Yeah, it's rather strange, and some people theorize that sometimes they need things to do, and as long as there's a problem out there, they can keep their organizations going, they can keep raising a lot of money and building up fear rather than solving the problem. It is a shame that I don't get as much support from the Right to Life groups, but I still get a lot. It just seems like I get more from the grassroots, once again, than the organizers of big organizations. It seems to happen so often, even in my medical professions. You know, the doctors are very conservative and believe in, doctor-patient relationships and less government, yet our organizations go and they get in bed with the government. It seems like almost every organization like that, leadership tends to go with the government rather than with the people they represent.
See, I'm in agricultural broadcasting originally, and I've watched this multinational corporation movement for the last 50 years. It's happening in agriculture. The farm organizations, they don't do what the people at the grassroots want at all. They just do what they're told to do by the multinational corporations that's paying the bills.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, and I've had an experience with that because I have basically a farming district here in Texas with 22 counties, and, you know, I took the position of the marketplace and sound money and low taxes and less regulations and Second Amendment rights and no inheritance taxes, and yet the farm organizations always opposed me because I wouldn't vote for subsidies. And yet the family farmer rarely gets much benefit from subsidies, but the big corporations do. But I was able to get the votes from the farmers by going to them directly, and some of the county farm organizations.
We're going to have to take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include 2 potloads of fancy Angus, 8 weight steers. They've had all their shots MFA processed. Holston Farms have consigned these cattle, and Hines Farms will be in with 125 head fancy black and black Baldy calves weighing from 4 to 550 pounds. They also have had 2 rounds of shots. Sam Buswell has consigned 100 head of fancy black and black Baldies weighing from 3 to 450 pounds. Laura Reynolds will be in with 75 crossbred calves, and Dee Riddle is also selling 75 fancy Charley crossbred calves. Now, most of these offerings have been preconditioned. Johnny Reardon offering is a 5-weight Angus calves have been white tagged and weaned. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building, hands down. We're in the home stretch here, Dr. Paul. We just have a few minutes left. I wanted to mention your book. It's entitled, if I have this right, Foreign Policy of Freedom, Peace, Commerce, and Honest Friendship. How's it doing?
Doing very well, and we've had to republish it several times now since the campaign's been going. The demand has gone up dramatically.
The North American Union, you're one of the few people up there that in Congress that even admits that there is such a thing. Is it a runaway train?
Let's hope not, but I'm afraid, like so many other things, it may not be runaway, but it's insidious and steady. They never give up. The plans have been there for a long time. took about 20 years for the Europeans to do it, but they brought a European Union together. And this one's in the early stages, and hopefully the American people will wake up and be more resistant. And once they hear about how many millions of acres will be taken under eminent domain and what it means for our border protection, maybe they will wake up. But this whole plan for the North American Union is the reason Republicans and Democrats in the leadership position never take a strong stand at protecting our borders.
Have you have anyone in mind for a running mate?
Not really. I think it's a little bit early for that. We have to do well here in the next month, in our early primaries, to make sure that we're moving along. We have tremendous support and the money's coming in, but the question still remains, can we prove ourselves at the polls? They say we do poorly in the polls, but we have to prove that they have not done those accurately. But the only way we can do that is to get people out to vote. Then we can be more serious about picking and choosing running mates and cabinet members.
Let's go back to the BATF and some of these gun laws that we have. It's set up now in many states, and in Illinois is the worst of the worst. But, hey, you can become a felon overnight just by not filling out a paper properly.
Yeah, and I mean, it is so bizarre, and when you think of the Randy Weaver affair, how he was set up and his family members killed, and I mean, it is just totally absurd. Hopefully, the Supreme Court will do a better job, and when they bring up this bill with the law, the D.C. law, but that's risky because they might make things worse for all we know. But this whole idea that it's not recognized that we're allowed to own weapons to defend ourselves. Actually, the founders thought we should have weapons in case our government got out of control. That's how bold they were. I always jokingly but seriously say, they didn't allow guns to be owned to shoot rabbits.
What about the drug war? I understand that you have a feeling about doing away with the war on drugs.
I think every time they declare war, it's just an excuse to come and war against the American people and their personal liberty. So if it's a war against tax people or a war against drugs, that means that's an excuse where they can invade us and know everything about all Americans, financially speaking, everything. So if there's a war against terrorism, a war in Iraq, a war against drugs, it's a threat to our liberties. And besides, they've spent about $500 billion over the last 30 years on the war on drugs, and it really hasn't done any good. I think the war against alcohol several decades ago proved to be a complete, farce. It didn't do any good at all. These are all dangerous things. All drugs are dangerous, and alcohol's dangerous. But this whole idea that you can prohibit everybody from ever using it, it just doesn't work. And if you are to have regulations, which I believe in, it should be at the local level. Kids shouldn't have access to it. But this whole idea that the federal government has to do it, it ends up where you're not allowed to grow industrial hemp, which is a good product, has nothing to do with drugs. It gets down to the point where if a state says if you're